Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Monday morning. Well, tell you what, BG Day. BG Day here on, it's going to be fun. Man, it's going to be something. We're going to honor Brandon Graham today. You can be a part of it. We got so much to get to. Special guests, including the man of the hour, Brandon himself, and many others on our program, the other shows later today. It all leads to BG Live, which is a big event we're doing tonight. Maybe you're attending. We hope you are. So we're going to do a ton on Brandon Graham today. A little bit on the Phils. Obviously, pretty good weekend by the Phils. They lost yesterday, which was annoying there in the end. But a pretty good weekend as they win 2-3. Good morning to you, 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny. What up, man?
Abe Lincoln approved a balloon corps during the Civil War.
How about that? Like as a fighting force?
A Union Army balloon corps for reconnaissance. But before the war, these balloonists were usually carnival performers.
Wow.
And then Thaddeus S.C. Lowe demonstrated his ballooning skills to the president in 1861.
That's unbelievable.
Went, you know, like, and delivered something and came back and said, hey, look what I did. That was with ballooning. And the president said, yeah, let's let this thing rip.
Yeah, it didn't go too far. It was almost like Brandon Graham's career until he picked it up. Remember how much people, and I was one of them.
Oh, man.
Would dog him. Remember all the Earl Thomas talk?
100%. Yeah, we're all guilty.
Everybody. Everybody's guilty. All right. So welcome to BG Day, guys. I mean, what a day this is going to be. Let me just tell you this before we go any further. Who are you going to hear today on WIP? How about this? How about Ray Dittinger? During our show, Mike Quick during our show, 9 o'clock hour is going to be as jam-packed as we've ever had an hour on the station. 9 o'clock, Jason Kelce in studio for the whole hour. Around 9:15, Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie. Around 9:30, Brandon Graham. Those three like might overlap. Kelce, Lurie, and Brandon Graham. So that's all part of the 9 o'clock hour. Later in the show, you're going to hear from LeSean McCoy, Brian Dawkins, Doug Peterson, Nick Sirianni, Chris Long, and more. Can be you. You got to join us at 215-592-9494. And I guess I'd give everybody this assignment right out of the gate. And yes, you don't like to think of an assignment, you're out of school, but I'm going to give you an assignment. Imagine Brandon's listening right now. He very well may be. This is his. I know this. If they had Jetta Cameron down WIP, I'd wake up as early as possible to
tune
in.
We know.
Okay? All right. Imagine Brandon is listening, boys and girls, and you get the chance to pay tribute to him. What do you want to say? 215-592-9494. John, first crack at it today. Brandon Graham, what do you want to say?
Brandon Graham, you are authentic. Brandon Graham, I don't know how on earth you got so much better. You might have gotten...
He did.
I don't know how to quantify how much better you got through your 15-year career.
How about this? From really bad to a legend? Is that a...
Maybe, yeah. But, hey, let's...
I'm playing around a little bit, but
we'll
not much.
No bones about it.
I mean, he was like a non-factor in the beginning.
15 years, and I actually thought his last two, he looked harder to block than a decade prior. So how on earth did he keep getting better? Brandon Graham, thoughtful yet insane. When you watch the clips from in-game, it's like, holy cow, this guy's really got a screw loose. It's amazing to watch the energy. It's really purposeful. And I don't know how many folks have tried yelling while physically active. Man, it's hard. It's much more difficult than you'd expect. Brandon Graham, somehow, that energy he brings to the team, that is irreplicable. Irreplicable. Brandon, and by the way, he did this whole thing the hard way. He went the long route. He put the work in. And I think we all appreciate that so much. He worked his way into becoming a better player and a better leader. And he has become the quintessential Eagle as a result. The guy who, you know, saved the day, essentially, when it was a dark moment in the Super Bowl. We needed a play to be made. Brandon Graham goes and gets that play. You sealed the deal for
Without
us.
That play, they really might have lost,
sealed
Sean.
Sealed the deal for this team.
I know.
To, when it finally got over the Super Bowl hump, he is the quintessential Eagle. Brandon is, he's celebratable. You know, like he is, he's celebratable regardless of how great he is at this sport. He's celebratable regardless of how great he is at football. He is great at football. And like I said, he got better and continued to improve his entire career here. He's such a good and kind person.
Yep.
Above all else. And he actually, I've never seen someone who smiles the way he smiles and actually means it the way he actually means it. Those smiles are for others. Those smiles are purposeful in many cases, and they make a difference. They make a difference to his teammates. They make a difference to everyone who meets Brandon Graham. And he's so unique and so appreciable and so positive. You spend time with Brandon and you want to tell people about it. And
I agree with that.
He surprises you with his kindness. He surprises you with his sincerity. It's real.
Yep. That's exactly right. No, I love that. That's a great tribute, John. Look, you can weigh in 215-592-9494. By the way, during the show, we're going to play a lot of audio stuff through the years. I mean, there's so much, including your chance to weigh in. Seltzer, BG, what does he mean to you?
I mean, he's my favorite Eagle of my life, full stop. I think that when I think about him today, honoring him, like, I feel so incredibly grateful that the face of our franchise, the guy who's played the most games, the guy who made the most important play, the guy we look at and think of it represents an era, the best era ever of my favorite team's history, that it's also one of the nicest human beings I've ever met in my life. Like, are you kidding me?
Right.
Like, not just like nice for an athlete, like literally one of the nicest humans I know in my life. Like, we're so lucky that that's the guy who ended up having this story, who ended up representing our team, our hopes, our dreams, all that stuff. Like, I'm just so grateful that that guy ended up being our guy.
Ray, when I say BG to you, what do you say?
Well, I just know. So I haven't had a new jersey probably since B-Doc.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably the last jersey I bought, maybe when he was playing. And for Christmas, I asked for Christmas. And we didn't even know if he was playing. And like, I don't have a lot of jerseys that mean a lot to me. And so that one, of course, I forgot to wear it today. I literally got here to work. So I'm having the opposite. Normally when you're a parent, you have to bring your kids' homework to school because they forgot it.
Yep.
He's bringing my jersey here because I forgot.
That's funny. So, 7 o'clock, 7:30.
Yeah, around quarter to seven.
Okay,
he'll be by
I love
the jersey.
It. So, we really want to hear from you and what you're thinking on BG Day. Here's what I'll say, and I can go in a million directions, but I'll try to keep it to this point early. He's Rocky, except he's real. You know what I'm saying, guys? Like, Rocky is emblematic of us as a town. The overcoming obstacles thing, the occasionally we are a champion thing. Rocky was that, but he wasn't actually a real person.
No.
Brandon Graham was.
This is news.
I mean, exactly.
Joe.
Breaking news. Like BG guys, if you really view the BG thing here, it has to start number one with the disappointment of millions of us that he was drafted by the Eagles. Okay, no offense meant to him, but the reality is we wanted Earl Thomas. We did. And then those first couple years, two different things were happening in polar opposites. Earl Thomas was shooting to the moon, okay, with unbelievable skill. And Brandon Graham was a guy you didn't know if he's going to be around for year four or three. He was rough in the beginning and injured, by the way. So when you consider how it started and then what John...
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Said, and what James said, and what Rhea said, and where it went. I mean, guys, where it went, he became a Philadelphia sports legend, is and will always be. He made the play that many consider the most important in the history of the franchise. And don't kid yourself, guys, without that play, they might have lost the game. Brady had over 500 yards. Pretty good chance he's going down the field. You don't know how much time he was going to milk. He might have milked that thing down pretty near the buzzer. So who knows how much time would have been left if Foles got the ball back. Bottom line is BG made the play. To the point James made and the point John made, and they're so good points. What a guy! For those of you that haven't met him, trust two things. One, what we're telling you. Two, what your instincts tell you. The guy you think he is, That's the guy that he is. What a guy. And then when you consider two other points, he got us. He got us. He was a part of us. He was ingrained with us. This wasn't
despite the fact that we weren't that cool.
Well, that's there were times, there's no question.
We did not make a good first impression.
That's right. Nor did he, by the way. I mean, this wasn't Ben Simmons passing through. This was a guy who his roots now are here. His family is here. He's part of WIP. Has been for years. And the other thing I'd say, and I know John as a player especially probably appreciates this, but for all of us as fans, this is a big deal. Because John knows what it's like to lay the body on the line, right, in ways that the rest of us can't. Think about this, guys. All the years, all the players, all the games, all the Eagles teams, all the seasons. Nobody has played in more games. Nobody has played in more seasons than Brandon Graham.
Nobody's won more championships.
That's true, really? Too.
People have won as many, no one's won more.
The man is a flat-out legend. Well, super sweet having Brandon Graham as an active Eagles player for so long. All right, one more thing before we go to the phones. The Phils. John, pretty good job by the Phils. Now, yesterday was irritating, and obviously Ranger didn't pitch well, and that was the main thing. He really set him back, obviously.
Didn't have much of a chance because Ranger struggled the way that he did.
Correct. But I see the weekend as a
back.
Well, they did bring it back.
And I thought that was impressive.
It was.
Holy cow. I didn't expect it to be not knotted up at 8, you know, going to extra innings. That's crazy.
Was
admirable.
No, it was. I will give you the one negative to me other than Ranger.
Oh, you only had one? I had several.
Well, I know. How does Trey Turner miss that ball in the 10th inning?
How does Trey Turner miss every single ball that gets hit his way?
I mean, there's a ball.
Feels like this game.
I don't understand
every single defensive play he could mess up, he did.
Yeah.
Like this set a new bar.
Irritating, man. Irritating. No, look, good stuff from the weekend. There was a lot. Nola pitched really well. Yeah. Kepler's hitting home runs. Schwarber,
is
hitting
his
home runs,
stats,
obviously.
Harper finally essayed going yard. Yeah.
Yes. So,
but then some concern with the late game, the face thing going on again. Yeah.
All right. So,
bullpen for the most part has been better.
Yeah. I mean, Romano has gotten better. All right. But his ERA is still $5 million, but at least it's not
$5 million.
Yeah. All right. BG Day, your thoughts, your calls. Also, Phils over the weekend, what stood out to you? 215-592-9494. Really cool prize. How you can win it, we'll tell you shortly. Jeff in Phoenixville right now. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Brandon Graham Day.
Absolutely.
How are we all doing?
Good, buddy.
Doing great, Jeff.
Oh, it's going to be fun tonight, Joe. I'll see you there tonight. It's literally, when I saw the tickets go on sale and I heard where it was going to be at, I'm like, how could I not go? Because the Colonial is literally 5 minutes from where I live.
Nice.
I can walk to it if I really want to tonight, so I don't have to worry about parking. I was telling James, the greatest thing with Brandon and the thing that I enjoy the most is when he's mic'd up, because it is a party. It's not nasty. It's not disturbing. It's just funny and goofy, and just gets under the skin. And you know, you think back at, you know, all the times you always hear people doing that, and then you even go back to that movie, The Program, with Alvin Mack, and he was nasty in that movie. But Brandon, it's just funny, and then he just won't shut up. And then the one video of Fletcher Cox saying he's going to do this all day, he must just get used to it, and then he still keeps going. And then the only person that could rein him in was Fletch. He would bark at him,
sure,
and
did.
He'd be like, okay, I'm done. And he'd just walk back with his tail between his legs back to the line to the next play. So that's what I'm going to miss. And if they put a video out on NFL Films for like an hour or 2 hours of his whole trash, of his whole, it would just be comical to watch. And we're going to, that's just the enjoyment of him being able to play the game. And you can see how much he loved playing the game. That's what I'm going to miss, because you can see he thoroughly enjoyed it, and he never took it for granted, you know, and now he's so beloved, and it's just, you know, I cannot wait for tonight. I just cannot wait to see the
Well, Jeff, I think you're really going to enjoy tonight, man. We got about an hour and a half carved out where it's going to be BG on stage telling stories, and we're going to really go through it. It's going to be me and him. We're going to go through it. I mean, we're just going to go through you know, I prepared a lot over the weekend, and like, we're going to dive into all of it.
Yeah, you have like a book ready to roll. Dude, it's unbelievable, yeah. This thing. I couldn't believe it when I saw it this morning. I was like,
well,
are you serious?
Well, this isn't all of it, because some of this is
actually... you've got more. Good.
So, some of this is my actual book. Like, my actual
okay,
book.
Good.
But the stuff... that's in a couple years. Okay. The stuff for BG, though, specifically, so the YouTube folks can see this. This is pretty thick. These are all... Now, I did have to make the questions, John, big... so that I hopefully don't need my readers on stage. And
yeah, the one eye move on stage probably
exactly.
Won't play well.
All right, Jeff, good call, buddy, out of the gate. But yeah, tonight is really going to be special. 215-592-9494. Speaking of special, music can be very special. And one of John's favorites is coming to town. How about it? John, how about this pair of tickets that we're giving away not only today, on BG Day, but all week here on WIP, because it will be Metallica. Metallica's M72 World Tour, which, by the way, is coming up soon. Later in May, May 25th, at The Link. Tickets on sale right now, Ticketmaster.com. That's Ticketmaster.com to see one of John's favorite bands and obviously his buddies from Metallica. So you can win the tickets, though, also today on our program. Here's how. As we honor Brandon Graham today, and we do on 5-5, Brandon Graham Day, number 55, we ask you to give us a notable five. Notable five. A lot of ways to go, boys and girls. Put those thinking caps on and give us a five or a 55, which is double five. John Ritchie, when you think of a notable five, can be a jersey number, can be a group of five, can be anything. It can be five guys. I'm taking five guys off the board, 1-1.
Oh, come on.
Yeah,
one
on one. 1-1.
1-1.
All right, Ritchie, okay. And this goes for everyone, 215-592-9494, to win the Metallica tickets. John Ritchie, in honor of number 55, give us a five.
Yeah, in honor of 55, his Michigan Wolverines, the Fab.
Oh, that's a big one.
That's a big one.
Juwan Howard, really... Chris Webber, Jalen Rose, and Ray Jackson.
So you guys lately have been really, I'm going to tell you, yanking a little too much off the board. I mean, I go Fab, you know, five guys, you go
this
Fab.
This is the irony here.
All right, it is. All right, Seltzer, a five.
I'm just going to get out of the way. We know it'll be said. We know it's going to be played. Let's just do it right now.
Number five, we'll always love you.
Absolutely. It was...
I mean, you had to do it, right? It was going to happen. Let's just do it.
Well, the thing that was incredible was the first time in human history that number five was in the third person.
It was also the first time he ever did that. Like, he never called himself number five.
He did it in
the locker. Okay, with us at least. For us, we were like, five? What?
Yeah. Ike calls him five. Ike refers to him as five.
Yeah, it makes more sense, the locker room thing after, but for us, we were like, okay, dude, cool.
It was weird. It was nice. He got a big ovation that night, but it was odd. All right, Rhea, give me a five.
I'm not going to take a haymaker.
Thank you.
I'm going to go five spot. $5.
Oh, $5. Yeah, $5. Okay. Yeah. When you said five spot, I got confused. Yeah, I got you. Yeah. A five spot, yeah. $5. Makes sense. All right.
Boy, if the Eagles can come up with their one turnover of the game right here, that would be ceiling. Brady back again. He steps up, he's hit, and falls forward.
He fumbled.
And he fumbles the football, and the Eagles have it. It is recovered by... Yeah, it is recovered by Barnett. Barnett! Brady fumbles, and Barnett has the ball.
They finally hit Brady.
What a moment. What a moment in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles. Really, in our lives. I mean, in our lives, guys. What a moment. Good morning to you on Brandon Graham Day. BG Day here today on WIP. Your chance to weigh in and pay honor to Brandon. We also have a Twitter poll question of the day. And my answer until last week would have been no. I saw a picture in preparation for tonight's BG Live event we're going to do in Phoenixville that I saw this, and I had no recollection of it. Ray, I'm throwing this question to you. Let's see. So the Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive, ArminChevy.com. Ray, I will be incredibly impressed
with your Eagles...
knowledge and memory.
No, if you're setting me up.
Well, you got a shot, but I didn't have this. Okay. All right, here's the question. Do you, and of course this goes for everyone at 215, I mean, it's a Twitter poll. Rhea, do you remember that Brandon's first uniform number with the Eagles was 54.
Well, yeah, I did remember he changed numbers.
Yeah, I didn't.
Oh, yeah, no, that I did.
Good for
know.
You.
Oh, okay. God, okay. You had me all stressed out here.
No, nothing to stress about. James, did you remember it?
So I remembered that I knew he had a different number. Yeah. I don't know that I would have pulled 54. I knew it was close to 55, so I might have guessed it, but I didn't know for sure it was 54.
Yeah, I might not have known the number, but I knew he started with.
Last week, I had no recollection of that until I saw a photograph. I mean, even then, I didn't remember.
That would have been a great hammer question.
Oh, I'll tell you what, I would not have won that week. All right, so the BG thing. Also, let's get to the window to the weekend because obviously there was a lot going on this weekend. Window to the weekend brought to us by Got a Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Got a Door and Window. Call them today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Well, the weekend, couple things obviously stood out beyond just the Phillies, which we talked about earlier. John, it was music to our 76ers fans' ears.
Sure was.
Not only, two different things, not only when the Clippers lost Game 7, did James Harden score a measly 7 points? Seven! That's it!
Mm.
Ben Simmons was a did-not-play coach's decision!
DNP.
Which, I gotta tell you guys, leads to the possibility that his career could be over!
His career's been over.
Let me get down on my knees and say, dear Lord! Please, dear Lord, no one give this man another contract.
You're really on your knees for this.
Let this man suffer and let Ben's career be over. Thank you, Lord. Getting back up.
Amen.
Took a little sore from all your working out.
But, John, how about James Harden? Yeah, I am. Seven points.
It is holy mackerel. Sounding.
Anyway, that was wild.
Ben Simmons, they're finally sick of it.
He wasn't good enough. Game seven, you're going
to. Has it been 10 years of this?
About 10 years, maybe 10. Yeah.
A decade of.
Imagine
what
that.
Would you even call that? Malingering.
The opposite.
Ooh, a decade of malingering.
I'd call it the opposite of Brandon Graham. Exact opposite. If Brandon Graham had Ben Simmons' heart. Wait, I said it wrong. If Ben Simmons had Brandon Graham's heart, he would have been Magic Johnson. Like, for real.
Generational. Did you know that James Harden has now lost a game seven with 14?
Yeah, it's
four.
And he comes up small every time. Yeah. All right, so obviously that stood out this weekend. The horse race with the Kentucky Derby, the Phils, the whole deal. By the way, Steph won last night. Congrats to him. He gets to the second round. There was a lot going on. Oh, and congrats to all of us that ran in the Broad Street run yesterday. Well done by the
all of us.
Ran is ran.
Well
the
done.
Term we would use
Broad
here.
Broad Street run, baby.
Mm.
Yeah, that's how I did. Unless I didn't, you can figure that out.
Did you walk? Did you not participate?
I'm not going to say.
Did you just perpetrate a participation?
I may or may not have been in the Broad Street run yesterday.
You would have been dead.
Right there. I'm here.
Not here.
I got bounce back ability. Oh, I'm on steroids, by the way. I want to announce that for Spike, Ike, and Jack in this little event we're going to have this summer. Steroids have kicked in.
Good.
Right.
Good.
All right. I called
all
up,
the help you can get.
I called up Balco, the cream, the clear, anabolic, whatever the hell I need.
How far was the run?
Well, it's the Broad Street run.
How
Everyone
far?
Knows. It's the Broad Street run.
How far did you go?
Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. All right, PG Day today on WIP. Let's get to Rick and Easton. Rick, good morning.
Good morning. So what was really special about that Brady fumble is, if you listen to that again, Merrill Reese called for it, too. We needed it.
Yes,
we needed
he did.
Turnover here, and bang, there it goes.
Yes, he did. So, by the way, I'd like to say, just to clear the record, I am not on steroids. Just okay, thank you.
Yeah,
you
I
need that clarification.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Broad Street run though, that one might still be on the table.
You don't appear roided out.
All right, Rick, what do you got on BG Day? What a play that was, and what a guy, man!
I kind of believe you're not on steroids.
Yeah, thank you.
Anyway, no, you know, it was just really a special moment, and we don't have many of them. And 2-time Super Bowl winner, and all the accolades, but you know. We have so much room in Lincoln Financial Field. Why don't we have a ring of honor? And how great would it be if this year we unveil a ring of honor and you start it with Brandon Graham?
Well, they essentially have one with the Eagles Hall of Fame, but I guess they don't have it around the stadium the way the Cowboys do, where they list all their names in a visible way. John, do you know of a spot in the link? I mean, I'm sure somewhere they list them. I don't know.
No.
Yeah, I don't know, Rick. I mean, I got to imagine they're displayed somewhere, but it's not. Ray, you probably go to the most games. Can you think of a spot where the Eagles Hall of Famers?
No, but there's got to be a location
somewhere. But it might be like in the concourse, for all we know.
The Phillies have their, you know, which you can go see.
Phillies have it. Is it? Yeah, out in center field.
Center field, behind the wall.
Yeah, behind the wall in center. Yeah, I don't know, Rick. I'm not sure where it is in the link. But they could make it more prominent.
I'm talking about a visible ring of honor where you see them all the time on the outside where you're in the, when you're, I'm a season ticket holder.
It's a reasonable point. Yeah, that's an interesting point. Hey, Rick, give me an answer for a notable five.
Jackson 5.
Big one.
Nice.
Knew that was going to be said early and obviously has winning capabilities.
I was just watching the Michael Jackson special about the, you know, the performance, the tour that he was going to do 9 days before he died. They were, you know, recording and compiling the practices and everything. I think the movie is called This Is It.
Okay.
Or something like that. You gotta check it out.
That's a weird name. It's called This Is It or something like that?
No. This Is It.
Gotcha.
And it was.
And I can make jokes too. You guys rip me for my athletic prowess and the such, which you know obviously is a joke when you guys say that. Because, I mean, how do you rip this guy? I mean, a sculpted dude like myself. All right. By the way, I did quit golf this weekend. That part I will tell the truth on. I got out there, shot a 58 in the front nine, and said, I am out of here. So that was a really, 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 really
positive golf.
Really rough.
Yeah.
Really
were
rough.
Golfing with someone else?
Well, I went out there by myself, but they got me out there with three random guys that showed up. Nice guys, by the way. Young 20s, good dudes. Baseball players.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now, and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Some college, I forget which one. Really good guys. And I was so bad, I just walked off after 9, which was horrible.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was not
Twitter.
Good. Yeah, I was a quitter.
So you gave those guys a story. They always be like, remember that guy who just walked off while we were playing golf that time?
Exactly. Yeah. All right, let's get to Howie Roseman. He told some stories late last week when he was on with Spike, Ike, and Jack. And one of the things he talked about, his relationship with Brandon Graham. Let's listen to Howie.
We've had a lot of these guys. I can't tell you that I have a favorite because, you know, all of them mean an incredible amount to me. That would be like picking a favorite kid, which I do have some days of the week. And I think that, you know, it's just a special relationship that we've had and just a really a lot of conversations, a lot of support for one another. Not only do I feel like I've had his back, but I feel like he's always had my back and been tremendously confident in what I'm going to do. I mean, you know, you talk about that group of Kelsey and Fletch and BG and Lane. And, you know, throughout all those changes, they always believe. They always believe we would get it right here. And I never took that lightly. You know, I always felt special that they believed in that and felt an obligation to do whatever I could to make sure that they were as successful as possible. So in terms of BG story, you know, I got a lot of them. I'm not sure that they're suitable for this call right at this moment, but let me think about that. And maybe on BG day, I'll unveil one.
Love it. You know, we're going to play more of Howie later in the show because he talked a lot more about a moment that was very special to him. 215-592-9494. Let's get to Eric in Middletown. Eric, good morning.
Morning, team.
What's up, Eric?
You know, I had the pleasure of meeting Brandon Gamer about a month ago. And let me tell you what, this guy was as genuine as it gets. He made me feel like I had known him my whole life. My son and my nephew were tickled pink, man. And it was one of their, they considered their greatest day, you know, as young as they are. But, you know, in the words of the late Harry Callis, Brandon Graham, you are the man.
Yeah, that's right. You know, Eric, John, I think, used the word genuine earlier, authentic, something like that. He really is and was. Just.
Yeah, there's no pretense.
None.
He's just flat out kind and good. And yeah. When he smiles, he's happy. And he also knows that it communicates something. Like, he is a guy who brings everyone else up to his level. You know, like, he is a leader. And you don't even know you're being led. Half the time.
Yeah, he inspires.
He makes it feel like he actually wants to be talking to you.
Yeah,
and
his
interest. You know what I mean?
No,
where
I
you can meet, and think about, you meet like 100 people in a night. For all 100 of those people to not feel like you're meeting 100 people in a night,
yep,
is amazing.
I agree with that. Yeah, very special guy, Eric, to say the least. All right, give me a notable five.
Oh, it's got to be the high five.
Oh, you know the high five.
Very answer. Nice.
That's a big answer right there.
So, I feel like you don't see the high five as much as you used to.
You don't have
now.
A kid.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Kids love high five still. Kids are super in on high fives.
I guess I was thinking in sports. So, you don't see the low five ever anymore, John. That used to be a thing. Like, I'd see Magic.
Too slow, right?
Magic,
I mean,
Johnson would make a pass, and he'd look at Michael Cooper and get the low five.
I think people
cool.
still do. People still do.
Not much,
fighting.
Man.
Sure they do. I mean, you do it all the time, and like, when you're passing off activities like little relays and stuff, you know, slap the hand. This does happen.
I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I just don't think it happens as much. Let's get to Anthony in New Jersey on Brandon Graham Day. What's going on, Anthony?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you guys doing?
Super, Anthony.
Hey, man, I remember after the Tampa Bay loss, Brandon Graham came in the studio. Joe, you hammered them, man. You hammered them. And Brandon, he sat there like a man. He took it, and he told everybody that the guys was going to work harder, that we was going to get through this. Brandon was the only one sitting there. I'm not going to lie. At the time, I thought it was a dumbass smile, and how could you sit there like that, man? But Brandon really believed in himself, in the team. He put the work in. He worked hard, man, and a few months later, man, another Super Bowl. I just want to thank Brandon. Appreciate the Eagles' career he had, man. What a guy we are losing. Irreplaceable, man, irreplaceable.
I agree with that. I agree with that entirely, except that part about me hammering him. I think I was more hammering the team. You know, I can't hammer Brandon Graham.
Yeah,
I mean,
you was really hammering the team. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, exactly.
He kept it like a man and took it, man, and
Well, that, you know, Anthony, that was, I'll say this, that was part of, when I referenced earlier, he got us, and I didn't mean us like WIP, although that's part of it. He understood the Philadelphia sports fan thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got that we put so much into it, millions of us as fans, and that sometimes we've got to vent. And I thought he, you know, some athletes really struggle with how to respond to that. Scott Rolen, for instance, really struggled with it big time. Brandon got it. And that was something I really appreciate. And I think then when he's back up there on that podium, it's part of what makes you appreciate him even more, maybe even respect him even more. Because he wouldn't wag the finger at us. Like Doc Rivers would wag the finger at us. Like the middle finger, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like Doc Rivers would scold us. Brandon Graham wasn't like that, but while maintaining positivity. It's a unique thing to balance.
Brandon Graham was the first player in the history of the University of Michigan to be a defensive player, voted the most valuable player.
That's hard to believe. Twice.
Most valuable player on the team twice, and defensive player. Just in order to do something like that, you're bringing more than just your play.
Yeah. Now, maybe it was a down era, because when I looked up his career, you know what? I forgot that I didn't know he was a part of the Appalachian State loss to a 1AA team.
Oh, God, they were really good. That.
I think that was like his first year or second year, maybe, something like that.
Appalachian State, they were legit that year. Who was...
Wasn't Daniel Jeremiah on that Appalachian State team, maybe?
He was?
I think so.
Maybe,
I know he played there. I don't know if
that.
I think he was. Maybe.
Anthony, give me a notable five in honor of our guy, BJ.
Notable five, man. Somebody stole the Jackson 5, man. I'm going to go with Abraham Lincoln and $5 bill.
So I need a ruling here. The $5 bill has already been said.
Yeah, I don't think that you could do it twice.
Yeah.
I said the 5 spot, but I didn't say Lincoln.
If he just said, we'll write him down for Lincoln, but I don't think it's going to win, but it's, you know. All right, let's get to it. Let's go to Neil right now, Northeast Philly. What's going on, Neil?
Hey, happy. Oh, Rhea, you did a sensational job getting Jeffrey Lurie, just like you did to Angelo all those years, get booking guests.
Thank you.
And, Brandon, the sports is very huge in this community, and Brandon Graham is definitely a leader of the community. With his strip sack in the Super Bowl, with being his final year a Walter Payton nominee, playing in over 200 games in the NFL, he's definitely, and what he's done, you know, like even WIT with the Players Lounge and with Ava, you know, with the pep rallies or whatever, he's an incredible human being and player.
Absolutely, you know? Correct, Neil. Well said. Give me a notable five, Neil.
He won the All-Star game, and he was a Philly in the 60s, Johnny Callison.
You got it. Johnny Callison sure did win that All-Star game, 1964 with a home run. Let's get to Dave in Wilmington. Dave, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Happy Brandon Graham Day. Happy anniversary to my wife.
Ooh.
Wow.
That would also mean happy anniversary to you, Dave.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
How many years are you celebrating, Dave?
Well, we got together in 2009. We got married in 2018.
That's awesome.
Good for you, man.
Congratulations.
So, John, you took some of my smoke because I was going to comment on how Brandon Graham, I was a big Michigan fan, and I was really high on Brandon coming out because I've watched Michigan football nonstop. And you took the MVP, the team MVP thing from me.
Yeah, that's a leader. So, that's a leader right there.
Yeah.
All right, Dave, give me an answer, my man, for a notable five. What do you got?
Episode 5, Empire Strikes Back.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think so, for sure.
I probably dislike that numbering.
I don't think of it that way at all. Empire Strikes Back to me is 2.
Yeah, but it is technically called 5.
I know.
And I'll say this, pretty good answer. I mean, it's probably the best.
I love Empire.
It's better than Rocky 5.
Empire.
Just a little.
Might be the best fifth, even though it's 2, movie ever, maybe.
Oh, it's the best fifth. I mean, movie-wise.
That's what I'm saying, movie-wise. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I mean, what's even close?
There I don't know.
There aren't many fifths that are any.
Fast
close.
And Furious, there were like 37, right. So maybe five.
That is the best one, Fast that's Five, about, of the Fast and Furiouses.
Yeah, you got
worth,
Tom Cruise.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Mission Impossible. I think the fifth is like Ghost Protocol, maybe.
How do you know?
How do Rogue you Nation, keep all one of those. That straight,
I don't know.
Harry Jeez. Potter 5, they didn't call it
sure.
that, but there was
that's
a...
That's the Order of the Phoenix.
My God, James.
He is a dork.
The Rain Man of movies.
Yeah. Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A 3-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.